Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Mem Zayin, Erevin 47b, pagination page 94, starting from the beginning of a line about 10 lines down. The end of the preceding line has a two dots, and then we begin at the beginning of the line, Amar Av Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, dealing with the topic of Cheftse Nochri, the objects belonging to a non-Jew regarding their Tuchum. So our question here is, obviously, the non-Jew himself is not bound by the laws of Tuchum, because Tuchum is laws of Shabbos, to carry something 2,000 Amah from its place where it started Shabbos. However, on his objects, the things that he owns, is there a Tuchum Shabbos for someone Jewish to carry those objects 2,000 Amah from where they started Shabbos? And the ruling which Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel is Cheftse Nochri Ein Konin Shevisa. They do not acquire a place of resting in the beginning of Shabbos. In other words, they are not limited in any way. They don't acquire a place of residence, and therefore carrying them would simply follow how far the Jew that's carrying is able to go, but it doesn't have a place of origin based on its own resting when Shabbos began. Asks the Gemara, you're telling me that objects that belong to a non-Jew who's not bound by Shabbos don't acquire a place of resting and are not bound by Tchum Leman. Which opinion are you following? Ilema l'Rabbanon, if you're telling me that you're following the opinion of the Rabbanon, Pshita, that's obvious. Hashta cheftse hefker deles luhu bailim. Ownerless objects, we discussed this two sessions ago, that don't have an owner, Ein Konin Shvisa, they don't acquire a place of resting. Cheftse Hanochri, when it's owned by a non-Jew, so that it actually has an owner who's not bound by Shabbos. The Isluhu Bailim, it has an owner. Miboyi, you have to tell me that it doesn't acquire a place of resting. Ela libed Rav Yechanan ben Nuri. It must be that you're saying this concept that the non-Jew's objects don't acquire a place of resting. You are following the opinion of Rav Yechanan ben Nuri, who holds that ownerless objects do acquire a place of resting. V'kamash malon, and what you're coming to tell me is, Eimer de Omer Rav Yechanan ben Nuri konin shvisa, when does a thing acquire a place of resting, according to Rav Yechanan ben Nuri, ani mili cheftse hefker, when it's ownerless, de les luhu ba'ilim, it doesn't have an owner. Avol cheftse hanochri, but if it's owned by a non-Jew, de is luhu ba'ilim, where it has an owner who's not bound by the laws of Shabbos, lo, over there at least, Rav Yechanan ben Nuri will concede that it doesn't acquire a tuchum of its own. That is the approach of Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, that objects owned by a non-Jew do not acquire tuchum. And if you'll tell me, according to the Rabbanon, that was obvious, I'll tell you, this is Rav Yechanan ben Nuri, who says that ownerless objects do acquire a place of resting, but we're being told that a non-Jew's objects, because he's not bound by the laws of Shabbos, his objects do not acquire a place of Tchum, and therefore if a Yisrael were to borrow or be gifted or somehow buy this object from the non-Jew on Shabbos, he could carry it according to his own rules, and he's not limited to the location where the object began. Drop down to the bottom of the page, about 15 lines up. The beginning of the line is Di Yisrael, and then Kuf Mem Lamed, as in Kamash Malon, and then we begin, with a dissenting opinion, which is actually the way we rule regarding objects owned by a non-Jew. Rav Chiya bar Oven Omer Rav Yechanan, Rav Chiya bar Oven said in the name of Rav Yechanan, Cheftze Nachri Konin Shivisa. The objects of a non-Jew do acquire a place of residence when Shabbos begins. And if you're wondering, but he's not Jewish, why would his objects acquire a place of residence? Gezeira Bailim de Nachri Atu Bailim de Yisrael. There's a legislation that if a non-Jew owns it, the object should be bound by his tchum, just like the halacha is, if a Jew owns objects, the objects owned by the Jew are limited to the tchum of the Jew. And therefore, we would get into a pattern, according to this gezeira, that objects follow the tchum of their owner. And just as that's true by objects owned by a Jew, they made a legislation that it should be true by objects owned by a non-Jew as well. And that's how we rule, and that's how it's presented in halacha with the word gezeira as a legislation. The Gemara continues with a story that really makes it clear that we rule according to this opinion, that non-Jewish objects owned by a non-Jew are in fact bound by the tchum of their owner. The Gemara says, end of the line, Hanu Dichri, there were rams, da'asu l'mevar chasa, that were brought to the city of Mevar chasa, sharu luhu Rava, and Rava allowed l'vnei mechuza, to the sister city, a neighboring city, that was able to do a tchum, an Erev Tuchum into it, he allowed the Bnei Mechuza Lemizve Minayu to buy the rams in order to bring them to Mechuza. So they were going to take these rams from Mevar Chasa to Mechuza. Amale Ravina L'Rava, Ravina said to Rava, Mai Daitich, what are you thinking? How could you allow that? It must be the Omer of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. You're based on that which Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel towards the top of our page. Cheftze Nachri Ein Konin Shvisa. Objects owned by a non-Jew do not acquire a place of residence. And therefore, you don't care where these rams started, Shabbos. The fact is that right now we're picking them up in Mivar Chasa. And if you are entitled to a tchum, you can take the rams from Mevar Chasa wherever you are allowed to go. And you don't have to worry that their tchum is pulling in a different direction and they're not able to go as far east as you're going, for example. No, we don't care about the tchum of the object because the object was owned by a non-Jew when Shabbos began, and therefore there is no limitation of Tchum Shabbos regarding this object. Says Ravina, that's all your logic, speaking to Rava, he says. But it doesn't work. For Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, when you have a quote from Shmuel, and it's objected to by Rabbi Yechanan, the rule is, Halacha k'Rabbi Yechanan. We paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. From Rav Chiya bar Oven Omer Rav Yechanan, and towards the bottom of our very page, we have a statement from Rav Chiya bar Oven in the name of Rav Yechanan, that Cheftze Nachri Konin Shivisa, that the objects of a non-Jew are bound by Tchum Shabbos, according to their owner, Gezeira Bailim de Nachri Atu Bailim de Yisrael, as a legislation that objects owned by a non-Jew should be limited by Tchum Shabbos, just like objects owned by a Jew are limited by the Tchum of that Jew. So basically, what Ravina is telling him is you ruled, like the approach of Shmuel, top that we saw, and you should have been ruling like the second statement, which is made in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Hada Amar Rava, so Rava retracted, and he said, Lizdavnu Livnei Mevar Chosa, you should only have them sold to the people of Mevar Chosa of the local town, because they are bound by Tchum, and possibly they went out of their original Tchum of Shabbos, but now that they're in the city of Mevar Chosa, it's fine for the local residents to use it. Because once you're in an enclosed city, you're allowed to carry within that city. But to go take it out to the city of Mechuza, the neighboring city, he retracted, because not only do you have to pay attention to your tchum, you have to pay attention to the tchum of the object, because it is owned by someone. And even though it's a non-Jew that owns it, but that's precisely the gezeira that we are discussing. Yashikoach, have a great day.